Now, if I recall this correctly, I think that these definitions or that definition about freight container, it was included in informative material on the container. So what is in, or what we had in 4.1, and then when we were when we were thinking about this, we were coming to the conclusion that it's awkward, I think that would be the best term, where we have chapter 2 with definitions, and then in the appendix we will have again a definition. And therefore it was actually suggested that since this is a definition, we bring that definition to the chapter of definitions. But I think, Uwe, you are raising a valid point where we have definitions of what shall be used in that very code as a synonym, but it's not the same. And so actually it can be confusing. Now I am actually thinking, since earlier today we agreed that 4.1 is not anymore in tier 3, but we bring it as supplement. Well, we removed that those definitions of freight container from there anyway. But then the question is, do we really need to refer to that definition of freight container here in the definition part? So that is an open question. Maybe the solution is exactly not to confuse anybody. We actually remove the definition of the freight container as per ISO from the CTU code.